Okay, go ahead, shoot.
Drew Brees, I mean, the guy's been at it for a while. 1 foot or 2 feet, he's still Drew Brees.
Oh, he's unbelievable. Well, you saw what he did last week. I mean, you know, the guy's competed against him, you know, I think three other times. I mean, he's just unbelievable and have the utmost respect. Obviously, I think he's only one of four quarterbacks that have thrown for 60, whatever, 1,000 yards or whatever it is. So, you know, he's as good as it gets. It doesn't get any better, you know. Injury or no injury, I mean, you have the utmost respect.
I know he's banged up a little bit. Does your preparation for the other guys change the backups at all?
You know what? We're preparing for Drew Brees, and we've, you know, I've looked at the other guys in the preseason and stuff like that just to have, I mean, you know, and in the back of my mind, I'll try to have a game plan to attack the game plan I think they may have if he doesn't play. But, you know, and watching the rookie, you know, with them, I mean, they did everything they do in the preseason. They did it with him, so I don't know what they would do with, you know, you'd have to adjust on the game.
How dangerous is Drew against the Blitz?
He's dangerous, you know, to be, and I'm not being, he's dangerous in everything. If you play a cover two, I mean, he's going to pick you apart. If you blitz, he knows where to go. Hottie, he's a master at hard counting to see what you're in at the line of scrimmage. He's a master also of just coming up and quick counting it. And, you know, when you're disguising and then he quick counts it and you don't get your run fits and, you know, so he does a lot of different things. He presents a lot of different problems, you know. Obviously, he's done it for a long time, and he's very, very good at it.
From what you know about the injury that he has, it's one playing for fascia, I mean, do you tailor a game plan, okay, we want to get some pressure space, make a move type stuff? I mean, do you consider that kind of stuff, or you just go over?
Well, I mean, depending on, you know, I would game plan it like he's healthy and see when we get there and then adjust the game plan once we see the mobility that he has. I would assume, you know, I mean, they're not going to put him out there if he can't move, you know, to protect himself. So if he's out there, I mean, I would assume that, you know, we're going to assume that he could do everything that he's done.
Explosive is Brandon Cooks?
He's very explosive. I mean, we've had a lot of talks about how fast he is, you know, and he, you know, he's very comparable to, you know, speed-wise, Philip Dorsett from the Colts. You know, I think they had the exact same 40 time at the combine. So, you know, he's very, very explosive, and you see him, you know, he looks obviously as Drew's favorite target, although they have three guys that are right in the same area catch-wise. And, you know, so Watson's having a great year in Snead. I mean, he had 10 catches last week. So, you know, he presents a problem, that's for sure, with his speed and, you know, and taking the top off of defense.
You see any common themes not being able to get off the field on third down when you're going back to the film this week?
What's that? I'm sorry.
Any common themes on not being able to get off?
Well, yeah. I mean, the first half we did a really. You're talking about the past week, right? Yeah. The first half we did a great job. The second half it was a combination of, you know, first of all, take responsibility. Could have had some better calls. Second thing is, you know, just a mistake here or technique thing there. And when you're going against, you know, good players, I mean, Julio Jones is a good player and Roddy White and, you know, and, Matt Ryan, of course. Oh, those are good players. And, Freeman, you know, made the Pro Bowl. So if you're not on top of your game and exact, I mean, they're going to go ahead and they're going to make some plays. So that was discouraging.
Sorry. Have you gotten what you thought you would get out of Audrick and Scooter when you last signed?
Yeah. I mean, Jared, obviously, I think, I don't know this off the top of my head, but Tad, is this the most sacks he's had in his career? Second most? Okay. So he's done a good job, and Jared has been, you know, once he figured out exactly how the scheme worked and everything, he's just been a pleasure to be around also, and he works hard every day to get better. And, you know, Dan has been injured here of late, so he's just fighting through a nagging injury, and, you know, but he's exactly what we thought he would be.
Are you confident how prepared Hayes Pollard will be this week to step in?
You know what, Hayes Pollard, I believe he was the leading tackler at USC at all time. So you know that the guy has something to him. But I really enjoyed being around him. You know, I think that's what he was. Yeah, I want to make sure. But, yeah, that's pretty good. But being around him, he is a football player. And he's going to do, in my mind, I'm very comfortable that he will do everything he can to put himself in position to be successful with preparation, with studying, with practicing hard and, you know, watching tape and all those type things. You know, I don't see that being a problem at all. I think it's, he may have got his first plays last week in an NFL regular season game as a linebacker. Now he's starting. So, but, you know, guys like that, usually they show up. So. You know, it'll be fun to see what he could do.
Is it odd without Kelvin out there?
He's never yeah, it's there. Odd. He talks a lot, so we don't hear that anymore, you know. But, yeah, it's odd. He's a very
he's
good player. No, he's been extremely durable, you know. So, you know, it is a little different not having him out there because, obviously, he flashes all the time with his speed and playmaking ability. Okay?
Thanks,
hey, Merry Christmas to everybody.